title of presentation is Linking Soil Profile Greenhouse Gas Concentration to Surface Emissions by the speaker is Xiaopeng Gao.
Thank you. So my talk today is about the relationship between the below ground soil greenhouse gas concentrations and its relationship to the surface flux by using a field study in Manitoba, Canada as an example. So for those who are not familiar with this area, the North American prairie pothole region extended from the center of the United States into Canadian prairie province, including Manitoba, Saskatoon, and Alberta. And this area has received many research interest because of its complex topography and hydrology, as well as the undulating landscapes of croplands and wetlands. So we already learned from this morning's presentation that the landscapes will affect the greenhouse gas emissions. And for the riparian area, it seems the denitrification processes are more important. For this system, there were a few studies showing the N2O emission from the depression area are greater than those from the croplands. But that is found for the N2O gas, but there is very limited information about the methane. And as well, there is very limited information about the relationships between the production in the soil and the surface flux. And in a cold climate, like in Manitoba, in addition to the fertilizer impact, the spring soil is also an important source for greenhouse gas. So with that, our research objective is to investigate the impact of the soil conditions at different landscapes on the production and accumulation of gases in the soil profile. And we are mainly focusing on the two important periods, the spring soil and the fertilizer addition. And we also want to know the relationship, whether or not there is a coherence between the soil greenhouse gas and the surface flux. So this study is conducted at Manitoba, a research farm at Manitoba. So basically, we selected a 400-meter-long transect in this field. We have 128 sampling points, which were categorized into four landscape elements, such as upper, middle, lower, and riparian. So for the upper, middle, and lower landscapes, it is cropped into spring wheat in 2005 and flax in 2006. And the riparian area, the native grass were basically growing. So the monitoring were conducted at three periods, the post-crop season in 2005, the pre-crop season in 2006, and the crop season in 2006. In our study, the soil profile gas samples were collected at different depths, 5, 15, 35, and up to 65 centimeters. And the surface flux were monitored by a traditional static chamber methodology. So what we have measured in this study include the soil profile gas concentrations as well as the oxygen. And we measure the surface flux of greenhouse gas. We measure the soil moisture, temperature, and with that, we were able to calculate the total soil gas content, including both the gases and the water-soluble phases by applying the Henry's law. So let's first take a look at the results on the soil conditions. What I'm presenting by this slide is the soil oxygen level, soil temperature, and the soil moisture at a different depth profile. And this slide gives the results of the first two elements. And what we basically find here is that the soil oxygen level remained unchanged, remained stable during the monitoring periods. And the change of the trend of the soil temperature is basically following that of the air temperature. And in our system, the during the winter season, the soils were frozen, and it started to thaw in the end of fall. And it started to thaw in the end of March or the beginning of April. So with that thawing, the soil moisture increased dramatically. As we can see here, the water-filled pore space can reach as high as 60% or 70% for the upper and the middle elements. In contrast, for the other two landscape elements, such as the lower and the riparian, the water-filled pore space can increase up to 80% for the other two elements. And when we look at the change of the soil oxygen level, we also see the fluctuating changes during the monitoring periods. So these results suggested that from the upper to the riparian element, it actually represents a change in soil conditions from the aerobic to anaerobic, so which may exert a significant impact on the greenhouse gas. So here I'm showing the N2O concentrations in the soil profiles at different depths of the four landscape elements. So there are a couple of points I want to address. Firstly, when we look at the scales of the y-axis, we can see that the concentrations of N2O were much higher at the lower and the riparian element than the other two. That's the first point. Secondly, the spring soil and the fertilizer additions were actually the main driving forces for the accumulation of gases in the soil profile. And thirdly, when we compare the spring soil and the fertilizer addition impact, especially for the lower element, we can see the accumulation, the N2O concentration, is much lower following the fertilizer addition than the spring soil. So the bottom graph is a calculated total N2O content. We can see the trend is similar to what we have observed for the concentrations. So the main accumulation occurred at the lower and the riparian elements following the spring soil, and for the lower elements, the accumulation following fertilizer is much lower than those following the spring soil. So there are some interesting results when we compare this accumulation with the surface flux. Firstly, the spring soil actually increased the accumulation of gas at both the lower and the riparian elements. But when we see the spring soil, when we see the surface flux, it increased at only the lower emissions, at the lower element. So this means that for the riparian elements, under the very anaerobic conditions, the N2O was completely reduced, was completely consumed, probably by likely complete reduction into denitrogen gas. And secondly, when we compare the fertilizer addition and the spring soil for the lower element, we can see even the accumulation following the fertilizer is much less, but the surface flux is even higher. That is related to the depth profile, because in our study, the fertilizer was applied by a surface method, which the N2O will be produced at a shallow soil layer close to the surface. And in contrast, when we see the N2O accumulation following the spring soil, it mainly occurred at a deeper layer. which will require vertical transport before released into the atmosphere that may cause the consumption. So the results on the methane is much more straightforward than the CO2. Again, when we see the different unit scales of the methane concentration, we see the concentration at the repairing element is about a couple of hundred times greater than the other three cropped elements. In agreement with that, the surface flux also occurred at only the at the repairing element following the spring thaw. So we think the accumulation and surface flux of methane at the repairing element was associated with the local anaerobic conditions, as indicated by the increasing moisture and the decreasing oxygen levels, which has promoted the production of methane. So, to summarize, the spring thaw has caused the N2O accumulation in the profiles of both lower and the repairing elements, but the emissions occurred at only the lower, suggesting the consumption of N2O, probably a complete denitrification to denitrogen gas at the repairing element. And for the methane, the accumulation and the surface flux mainly occurred at the under the very anaerobic conditions of the repairing element. The fertilizer has caused an increase of accumulation and emission of N2O at all croplands, but the magnitude was much higher at the lower than the other two elements. And compared with the spring thaw, the nitrogen fertilizer has caused the less N2O accumulation in the soil profile, but it resulted in much greater emissions, which is actually related to the depth profile, as I explained before. So what we have learned from this study, firstly, the deeper placement of fertilizer might likely reduce the N2O emissions. And secondly, it is very important to consider the impact of landscape when we are doing a greenhouse gas budget. And thirdly, it is very important to integrally consider the production, consumption, as well as the transport of gases in the soil profile to predict the surface flux. With that, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Because we actually didn't monitor the gas concentration during the winter before frozen. Actually, we started to do the measurements after the soil thawing. So there was no ice involved in this kind of calculation.
Thank you.